Ron, fantastic to see you here as part of the Central Health Carnivals. Have you enjoyed the first three? Of course, you hosted one of them. They're always a bit of fun. Got a lazy sort of 500 or 600 of those. But overall, how's the season gone for the Inverell Highlanders Juniors?
Yeah, no, it's going really well, actually. It's a bit of a funny old year this year. At the beginning of the year, we struggled a fair bit with numbers. So, like a lot of junior clubs, I guess we're competing against a lot of other sports. And Inverell's a very sporty town. It's been an interesting year for us. We're here in front of the under-12s now. One of the better relationships we've established during the year this year is to get a cool group of kids from Coonabarabran, under-12s, who have played with us too. And it's been good to have them week in and week out because they've actually made friendships with our kids. So it's been good in that sense.
Yeah. Had great support from the senior club as well under Davo?
Yeah, no, we have a very close working relationship with the senior club. And one of the things that we have done in the past, and we certainly hope to do it again this year, is to have some matches at their half-time matches in Central North first grade as well. So, and the kids, like any other, I'm sure all the other clubs in Central North Juniors are aware of it. If you can get those senior players down for training for the kids, they like nothing more than the first graders running around with them and having a bit of game of touch. So that's what we try to do at Inverell.
Yeah. When do you have trainings? Do you have all trainings on one particular day there at the rugby park? Tell us a little bit about trying to get as many kids down there, boys and girls between 6 and 14, to come and play in these carnivals.
Yeah, so we train on every Thursday between 5 and 6, 6:30 p.m. We try and have a sausage chisel every single Thursday. And that's just something we do so the whole family can come down. Thursday night's training is just as exciting and family orientated as the Sunday carnivals are for us in Inverell. The senior club train on Thursday nights directly after us, so it's about community environment.
Yep. And Walsh does a fantastic job as the development officer, but we'd like to see some more top players come up here, or at least Sydney grade players, or before the national rugby champs, we have some Rams or some Eagles players come up and put something in, because we've got 1,200 kids here today, and they're screaming out to sort of meet a Waratahs player or a high rep player.
I don't think that sometimes those representative sides and the senior Super Rugby sides don't appreciate how much of a difference that can make for these kids in the bush. I mean, they're literally idolised. You'd only have to see the cow the kick to lining up to take their kick. So they copy it off by watching Super Rugby and international rugby, and that's all they talk about. And so it makes an absolute huge amount of difference for those kids to see their heroes, and that's something I think those clubs need to address by sharing a bit of the love out bush.
Finally, what do you do for a living?
I'm the local officer in charge of Inverell Police Station. I'm a police inspector. So as the president of Inverell Junior Rugby, I've got a heap of obviously kids running around. I've got something like 150 blokes who call me boss at work. And I can't even get my kids to make their beds. So it doesn't make much of a difference to my kids, doesn't make any difference to these kids, but it is fun. I see the kids around town when I'm working, and one of the good things is they're not too shy to come up and say g'day and shake my hand and talk about rugby, the up-and-coming game on the weekend, yeah. And that certainly breaks the ice. So that's something I love. I've been involved, not only in Inverell Junior Rugby, but being a police officer, I've obviously travelled around the state a fair bit. And it's something I really like, giving back to the community, this sort of stuff.
Yeah, well, you look like you're primed to play for the Wallabies in the Golden Oldies in the police competition, but we want to thank you for your time, Ryan.
No worries at all. Thank you. Mm-hmm.